Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5, broadcasting live from Tehran. It's good to have you with us. Our lead story in the Top 5, Bahrain bans all opposition protests and gatherings in the country as anti-regime activists continue to defy an ongoing crackdown on demonstrations against the Al-Khalifa regime. Bahrain's interior ministry says anti-regime protests amount to an abuse of the right to free speech. Demonstrations in Bahrain were last banned during a three-month state of emergency declared by King Hamad over a year ago. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-government demonstrations since February of 2011. Regime forces have killed scores of people and detained thousands more. Saudi Arabia has been helping Bahraini forces to quash the protest movements. We're going to talk about this with a professor at the Lebanese University, Mohsen Saleh, who joins us from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, looking at what has been declared by the government, doesn't quite make any sense. I mean, they have said that, they have endeavored to protect freedom of speech and expression by permitting these marches, but that these marches, along with the demonstrators, have actually abused this. Doesn't make quite much sense when they talk about it in that context of freedom of speech, stopping these protest gatherings now.
Well, I would say the existence of this despotic family is an abuse of the legitimacy of the Bahraini people. And I guess despotic regime is anti any kind of a humanity or a humanitarian existence. And now the West should hear that, well, if they have ears to hear, that this regime, who has been backed by the West and the United States, that they are preventing and banning people from marching or at least complaining about the atrocities and the imprisonment of the Bahraini people. Besieging Al-Akar town or trying to put people in jail won't benefit this regime. People are daring enough in order to challenge this regime and go to the streets. They ban the protests. People are protesting from 1 year and 9 months. Until now, they are continuing until they finish this regime. This regime has an opportunity to make reforms. If they don't make reforms, people finally can remove them from the authority.
And quickly, if you can, the past 60 days or 90 days, on average, we've seen an increase in the number of protesters that have come out. And Mohsen Saleh, this most recent one was organized by Al-Wafaq, the opposition group, of which many have been organized by that group. Is this a signal to Al-Wafaq in order for them to stop their activities, and will it work?
Well, that's what the authorities are trying to do with the Saudis and with some Gulf states, and the Wafaq is really succeeding in collecting people towards one aim, that to topple this regime or to make reforms, radical reforms in this regime. Otherwise, I guess this regime won't succeed in continuing in this authority, and people in the authorities should be brought to justice. Otherwise, these people will continue marching until they really achieve their and fulfill their aims.
Thank you very much, Mohsen Saleh, professor at Lebanese University. Thank you for your thoughts.